Okay.
Good morning.
Learn today's daf. Plus a four shleim or four. Shimon Tzvi ben Peril. Today's daf, the whole week, is sponsored by Ari and Aliza Ginsburg. Lizicha Nishmas Rachel Bas Moshe. Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, we are on Ayin Gimel. So we were talking about yesterday. We were talking about yesterday about whether or not, in order to be made for the neder, the baal or the av have to hear the neder. I'm not sure if hear means hear or know about it, but have to hear the neder. So now we're going to continue sort of with the sugya and the third line from the top in Ayin Gimel, Bayi Rami Bar Chama. So Bayi Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asks the following question: a cheresh, who we say here is somebody who can speak but cannot hear. Just a cheresh from the Torah. So a cheresh, mahu sheyofer liishto, can he be made for his wife's nedarim because he's eino shomea? He physically cannot hear it.
So if he can't hear, how does he know?
Right. Someone tells him. So Bayi Rami Bar Chama. Right, Ron says, Cheresh Hamadaber Ve'Eino Shemeya. Can he be made for the neder? What? Someone tells him, she made a neder. Correct. What? He can read lips, they can write, they can text, they can do many things other ways to communicate besides hearing. Okay, so Bayi Rami Bar Chama, Cheresh Ma'o Sheyafer Li'ishto. The Gemara brings the Tzadim of the Safik. Im Tim Tse Lomar, if you're going to say Baal Mefer Below Shmiya, if you're going to say that, if you conclude from the prior sugya that a Baal, a husband, can be Mefer without Shmiya, we could say maybe Mishum the Bar Mishmahu, but he at least has the ability to hear. But he just doesn't, so he finds it otherwise, still that would be okay. Aval Cheresh, the Lavar Shmiyahu, but maybe a Cheresh, he has no ability to hear to begin with. So then that would be, Vahayan the Rabbi Zeir, Dami Rabbi Zeir, Kol Haroy Labila, Ain Bila Makavis, the Kol Shain Roy Labila, Bila Makavis. Maybe you just need to have the ability to hear. But if you don't, it's not Ma'akev. But if you don't even have the ability at all to hear, then that would be Ma'akev. Similar to this din of Rabbi Zeira, who says, this is the Gemara in Mefem, comes up all the time in Shas, but the source is the Gemara in Menachos, that says that the mixing of the shemen, of the oil into the flour mixture for Korban Mincha is not Ma'akev. Nevertheless, the Gemara in Menachos on Daf Kuf Gimel says that you can't bring a mincha that is bigger than 60 esronim in one kli, because then the oil will not be able to be mixed. Appropriately. Well, that's a problem. We just said, on earlier in the Menorah Menachos, the mixing is not ma'akev. Here we say the mixer is ma'akev. So Rabbi Zeira says that if it's ra'i l'bila, if it has the ability to be mixed properly, then ain't bila mi'akevus. But if it doesn't have the ability, the kosher ain't ra'i l'bila, bila mi'akevus. If it doesn't have the ability at all, then it would be ma'akev. So too here. If the husband has the ability to hear but doesn't, it's not ma'akev. But if he doesn't have the ability at all to hear at all, then the shmiyah would be ma'akev. So that's one side. O Dilma, or do we say, Vishama Isha, Mapike is important, the husband hears, and that's Lo Ma'akev. That we just say, it's O Dilma, Shama Isha Lo Ma'akev. We said yesterday that the Shmiya is not Ma'akev, it's Lav Dafka that says about the Shmiya. So, Amar Rava says, Tashma, we'll learn from a Braisa, pretty clear, Vishama Isha, Prat le'esha scheresh shma'amino. The husband has to hear, comes to exclude a esha scheresh, right? That means that her husband cannot be made for nedarim shma'amino. Clear from his brisa that a cheresh is not mafid the nidre ishto because he is not ro'oi l'shmiya. Fine.
Who
says we're literal? We're just.
Yeah,
right, but we just said Vishama Isha, then that could be called, the Svara could be, because Kol Roy Labila Bila Makavas, Ain Bila Makavas.
You said that
we're not. Right, but what's the reasoning?
Vishama Isha.
Vishama Isha, okay, so let's look at the Rishonim. So, Vishama Isha, for literal and cheresh, why don't we just say we're literal all across the board? Okay, because yesterday we did come to a conclusion as to whether the husband has to hear or not. Here we're saying that the cheresh has to hear. So as Machlok Rishonim, whether the conclusion today that we just have now impacts the sugya that we had yesterday. So look at the Ran. The Ran, it's in the middle lines, the middle-sized lines. It's like the fourth line down, fifth line down. Mishum Devar Mishmahu. Okay. So we say, Mishum Devar Mishmahu, this is talking about a husband, a healthy husband, who has the ability to hear. the kevan de roy hu lishmoa, since he has the ability to hear, lo ma'akev shmiya, because that's from the din of Rabbi Zeira of kol roy lebila im bilam yakevus. So umaskinan, what's the maskana? De bechirish, when it comes to a chirish, ma'akva beishmiya, that it is the evidence, no matter what, he has to hear, and since he chirish does not have the ability to hear, he cannot be made for his wife's adarim. Midatanya, because the Bryce has said vishama isha prat leishus chirish. That's what the Bryce learns clear, that it excludes the leishus chirish. Because of Ramban Zal, the Ramban says the dafka chirish, it's specifically only by a chirish, meaning it doesn't have any impact on our sugi from yesterday. The dafka chirish mishum de lav bar shmiyahu, because he does not have the ability to hear at all. About inish the alma, but other people, regular people, davar the bar shmiyahu, that he has the ability to hear. Lo ma'akev shmiya, for him, shmiya is not ma'akev, because kol roy lebila im bilam yakevus. So therefore, we're going to split a chirish. Has to, when it comes to, you have to, basically the halacha would be, you have to have the ability to hear. Chirish does not have the ability to hear, therefore he cannot be made for the darim, but a hearing individual does have the ability to hear, but if he didn't, it's not ma'akev. So he says, dinihi, someone told him about the neder. No, we didn't hear the neder. It's something of someone.
Correct.
When somebody
told him,
anybody
have to say he has to hear the neder itself? Your wife told him, I made a neder.
Well, that was the question we had. That's the whole question. That's the entire thrust of the sugya. Is you have to hear and make the neder.
I was saying, I was under the impression the sugya was that he heard that she made a neder, could he be made for it? He didn't have to hear the neder itself.
He heard the actual neder.
I don't know, because then what's the shayla?
What?
The chayrish can also hear about the neder.
Can't hear about the neder.
So does hear mean he actually hears physically, or hear means he knows about it? So we're saying the chayrish has. What? Exactly. But it seems to be literally when it comes to the chayrish. He has to hear. Right, he has to hear. But the question is just, there's other ways to hear about something than just hearing it, you know, hearing the decimals. You can be told about it.
It comes down to awareness of the neder, bottom line. Except
by a chayrish, because it has to awareness, but you have to have the ability to have heard it. Seis gossip. Right. So he says, Dinihi deleka lemishat bayan dilael. We cannot answer the question we had before, right? We decided Rishama Isha Pratla Ishis Cheresh, right? We just say Rishama, we said excluded somebody who can't hear. Why don't we say Rishama Isha to come to say that you have to hear the neder? The name of Bidinakad Cheresh, Mashma de Hecha the Habib Bashmiya, Loma Hakabe Shmiya. Right, maybe you could say, oh, since the Bryce specifically said Chayrish, that comes specifically to say that's only by a Chayrish, but by a regular person, he does not have to, the Shmiya is not Ma'akev. But the Ran says, the Lesa, that's not true, the Ramban could be wrong, Mishum the Ikal Idhuye, maybe you can push it off and say, Dilma Mishum Orcha Dunoso Nakhu Chayrish, or who Dim Dabal Ba'alma. Maybe it's the Bryce is talking about Chayrish, because that's a typical case of someone who doesn't hear, but even if the husband doesn't hear about it, or I don't know, doesn't hear, if he doesn't hear about it, how in the world can he be made for the neder? He doesn't know. So it must be that so hear means literally. And hearing is a requisite for somebody. You need to have the ability to hear, literally hear it, but as long as you know about it, if you have the ability to hear it, you're okay. The chayrish doesn't have the ability to hear, so it's not okay. Okay?
You get an email about it, then it's good.
What if it's an email? What if it's a voicemail that speaks? Is that considered hearing it? What if the wife sends you a voice text?
WhatsApp.
Right. A WhatsApp voice text the wife sends to you. I don't know. Okay. So he says, what if, all right, who would in the Baba Mama? The Elo Tema Haki, because if you don't say that, right, why did they bring this Brysa before Azariah? Because we said, oh, you see, the Bryce says that only a Chayrish has to hear. Why don't they bring this as a Raya to the fact that you don't that a regular person doesn't have to hear it? They don't. So Elavada Mishum Le'ikul D'Chuyik D'Chinon, you can be Docha. He says, Miu Afilu Hachi. So The Ramban says that it's clear that a regular person, it's not ma'akev, because the Braisa deals specifically with a cheresh. Well, then the Ran says, well, if that's the case, we should have brought it this Braisa yesterday as a raya. Since we did bring this Braisa yesterday as a raya, it means we can't learn from this Braisa that a regular person, shemiyah, is not ma'akev. But the Ran then says in the end, he agrees with the Ramban, but for a different reason. Miyu, afil hachi. Nevertheless, kevan deka'amar rami barchama im timtze lomar. We're going on the intim tilomer. Remember, we've said it a few times, the Rambam constantly holds that paskins like every intim tilomer. If you say intim tilomer, that means we're holding like, halacha, we hold like that, so I then we're going further. If intim tilomer, we hold that, and then we're going further. And then when he usually says take at the end, that's take one on the last one. So the Ran is going now, I think, in the derech of the Rambam. He says, how does this start off? Rami Rachamah asks the question, and he says, "Im tim tzeilomer bal malafir below shmiya," which means, according to the Ran, we're passing like that. The bal is mayfair without shmiya. Im tim tzeilomer bal mayfair below shmiya, and umisamech leinami ad Rabbi Zera. We're going to be somech on what Rabbi Zera said. The Amar kol haroy lebila ein bil makeves shmaminah the hachi kaimelon. So shmaminah, that's how we're going to hold like. We're going to hold like the intim tzeilomer, which means the bal is mayfair without shmiya. We're going to hold like Rabbi Zera, who holds kol haroy lebila ein bil makeves, and therefore we're going to say that the bal does not have to hear the ned there.
You don't have to hear it, but you have to have the ability.
That's the concept of Kol HaRoi L'Bila in Bila Makeves. It's throughout Shas. That's the whole idea of Kol HaRoi L'Bila. I'm sure the Arch will know quotes all the times that we come up with the concept of Kol HaRoi L'Bila in Bila Makeves, Kol She'in Roi L'Bila in Bila Makeves. Okay, next question. Ibai Lehu. They asked the following question. Ba'al Mahu She'yofer L'Shtei Nasha V'Basa Echad. I think here we're now sort of leaving a little bit made this to the husband and father also. Right? But, so someone who has the ability to be made for the darim, and they are either two wives or the two daughters, they've each taken the neder. Can the husband or the father.
Same.
Why does it be the same neder? Do it in one shot.
Same time.
The Bas Achad is describing the Yafir, the Hafara, not the Neder. He wants to revoke, he'd be made for the Neder at the same time. I'm a busy man, I'll be made for both Yadarim right now. That's it. So he says, Baal Maus Yafir Shtei Nashav Vivas Achas. He just says, Mufal to both of you. So the Gemara then brings the study of the Safek. Pasuk says, Im Yom Shmo Yisha Yani Osa. Osa is her, singular. Right? So is that dafka? Is that dafka meaning that he cannot be, he has to be...
One at a time.
Right, one at a time. Or do you say lav dafka? Or is it lav dafka? I don't know. It's so funny that these sveikas. Do you read the psukim dafka or not dafka? That's the stuff. I mean, it's just a parshanut question. I don't like those...
It's not like a Rav Yirmiya question.
So Rav Yirmiya is always more talks about...
It's
talks about like, is it exact or not exact? But this is... Okay, so the Gemara says, the Gemara is trying to explain the suffix from Sota. A man who does kinoi, right, to his wife, and says, you know, al tistri in ploni, don't have yichud with somebody. And then she went ahead and she was seclusion with her. And the husband now brings her to the Kohen. So the Kohen makes her swear that she wasn't nitmeis. And if she's not molded, that she's nitmat, then if she doesn't agree, so he writes it in Parsha Sota, the whole thing, and he gives her to drink, and the water checks her whether or not she was nitmeis or not. So Am Ravina Tashma is a Tosefta Masechta Sota, Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ka'achas. You know, you can say, I don't erase, constantly erase Shema's name, you can't give to drink two Sotos at the same time. Right? You can't do that. You can't bring two Sotos to the Zara to drink them for the Mesota at once.
Is it impossible she's guilty? She'll confess before.
She'll what?
She'll confess before she drinks.
It's possible.
So,
it's possible she won't confess, and then she'll drink, and she's correct, and nothing will happen to her, and then Bipnei Shaliva Gaspar Chavirta. And then the second Sota will see that her friend, nothing happened to her, she'll become emboldened, and she'll say, oh, I also didn't have an affair, and meanwhile she did, and she's going to end up drinking, and we don't want her to do that, because we want them to admit it, so we don't have to do the whole process. But she's going to see her friend not get punished, and she's going to be emboldened by it, and then she's going to do it, and then her stomach's going to blow up.
Well, she might see a friend blow up, or she might.
Okay, she might, but she might also not, and therefore, that's what we're concerned about.
But if she's guilty, we want her to suffer consequences.
No, if we're guilty, right. we want her to admit it. No, we don't. If she's guilty, we want her to admit it. We don't want to go through this process and have her stomach blow up and have to erase Hashem's name and do this whole thing. The idea is for her to admit to it.
But if she doesn't admit it, then she has to suffer the consequences.
Correct, but we're worried that the second person, instead of admitting it, is going to be emboldened by the first person not having anything happen to her because she's innocent, and instead of admitting it, she's going to go through the process. We won't want to give her any reason to not admit. And if you see somebody else not being impacted by it, maybe she'll get bold and not admit. And we want her to admit it.
But they did actually, the
Vaz
has the exact same
section. So, that's what I said. I said that to explain that you don't bring two sotus into the Azara at the same time. This is not Gemina, as a ramification, it's got to be a bris for twins. About how you go about doing, you know, A mitzvahs, O C mitzvahs, Fabilis, Fabilis. That's what the circuit comes to.
The last question, the Vaz Avraz, if he gave them the drink exactly at the same moment, then there won't be an issue. But they're both treated at the same time, and either one of them blows up, and one is
left. Okay, so the Vaz Achas, as I said, what the Rush explains, is that it brings him into the Azara at the same time. That's what the Vaz Achas means. Right, look at the Rush. Look at the Rush. Towards the bottom, I don't know how your Rush is set up, but it's like the second, in mine, it's the last shortest line. Ein mashkin bein sotos ka'achas, ein mei bein lezara beiz nasim sotos lahashkosam biyachad. That's the case. So that's the reason number one. The reason for the Tanakama is because we're afraid that she'll be emboldened. Tanakama, I guess, here is whoever, right? And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo min Hashem who said, that's not the reason why we don't give two sotos to bring them at the same time. Elam mishum shenemar vihishka, right? Vihishka, which is the same idea as osa, it's lashon yachid, right? Vihishka, osa levada, her alone. So just like osa levada, so too we'll say over here that osa is lashon yachid, and it'll be one at a time. You can't do two at a time. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can bring that across to our Gemara and therefore say that you cannot be made for two women b'vas achas, because we're going to say osa is dafka. According to Tanakam and the Tosfos, the reason for sota is completely different. The reason for sota is they should ain't libagasva, and that they should libagasva chavrita, and that wouldn't have any application to our case of being made for two nadarim at the same time. Let's look at the Ran. Okay, the Ran says, sometimes person number one is tahora and she's tameya. When she sees her friend, omeris tahorani, and when she sees her friend say tahorasani, tagiz daita velo tirtzi lahodos, and she's not going to want to admit. And we end up erasing Hashem's name. Yes, we do erase Hashem's name. We don't want to. If we have to, we will, but we don't want to, so we're going to try to avoid it. So then Rabbi Yehuda says, lo min Hashem, lo mipnei tam ze omru de ein mashm shnei tosos achas, ela mishum shenemar behishka, bemapikei, right, behishka, right, v'tahave le ki ilu kasa behishka osa, v'darshinan osa levada. So therefore, that would go across. Now, again, so again, we don't have an answer, and therefore the Ran says le'inyan halacha. Well, le'inyan halacha, how do we go? Can you do two at once? So le'inyan halacha, ikam manda amar de ravina muchach la lebayin de lo mashmal hu osa dafka de hayavi time of nation liba gasu chaverta. According to Ravina, he would say that osa is not. Right, osa is not literal because he has to come up with a different reason by sota, and therefore hilchah naktina the baal meifel shtei nasav ka'achas. So according to Ravina, you would say that the Tanakama, based on the Tanakama of the Braisa, that osa is not dafka, and therefore you can be mayfair two nadar, two wives at the same time. V'hachi isa b'tosefta, and the Ran quotes b'tosefta in our Mamre Sefta, the Perek Rabbi Yossi Rav Lezer. He quotes him, the Tosefta over there says that you could do two at once. But the Ein Kein Dasa Ramban. The Ramban says, no. Mishin the Perakam the Sota, Amrina, the man Tanakama. Who's the Tanakama? Says, Liba Gaspel Chavarta. That's Rabbi Shimon, the Darish time of the Krah. Matam Ka'amar. Matam Osel of Adam, if Nation Liba Gaspel Chavarta. What's the reason? He's, that's not, that's just a, he goes behind into the logic of the Torah. The Torah says Osa, which is Dafka. Why Osa Levada? Because of Libus Kas Mechaberta. But that's not the drasha. Alma Lekuli Alma Darshina Osa Levada. Everyone darkens Osa as meaning Levada, and he brings a raya also from the Gemara in Maseches Yoma, and he brings a raya another Gemara in Amrasech and Afevav, and therefore if you go down. So last second to last line, Venira lead la halacha de hecha de ina me for the stay nash vas achas. Right, so he says clear based on the Ramban. The Ramban says clear that Osta is Dafka. Osta is Dafka, and therefore here is Dafka, and therefore you cannot be Mayfair two wives at the same time. And then the Ramban concludes, the Chihecha the Ena Mayfair Lishdein Nasav Vivas Achas, Hachinami Ena Makayim Lishdein Kachas. You can't be Makim both at the same time. If they're two wives, two Nadarim, you have to say I'm Makayim yours, I'm Makayim yours. You can't say Makayim both of yours at the same time. Okay, that seems to be the halacha, seems to be machlokas brought down in the Ran as to whether we say that you can be mayfair two wives or make him two wives nedarim at the same time. Okay. Next Mishnah. Okay, we saw in the beginning of the Perek that the Arus is mayfair the nidre of his Arusa. That means you saw that the Arus is not mayfair the nedarim of the Arusa by himself. He has to do it, it only is effective with the farah of the father. But Rabbi Elazar argued, and he said that the zechus of the afarah switches to the baal at the moment that the baal is then chayav to feed her. When the chiyuv of mezonos kicks in, then he's chayav to feed her. So therefore, an arusa whose time came, this interplays with the Gemara and Subas of when that time is, when her time came to get married and he doesn't marry her for whatever reason, so now he's obligated to support her, at that moment in time, this sort of mini-marriage, and that mini-marriage, when it's transferred at that time, is the zechus of hafara. So what are those cases? Number one is a bogeres. Right, I have to read how you read this mission exactly. So they break it down. They break it down according to Rashi and Ksuvos. You break this down to three cases. Number one is a bogeres. A bogeres is that she's already 12 years old, but she also waited 30 days from her over 12 and a half, I think.
Bogeres 12 and a half.
Right.
And she's not a naira.
Right. She was a bogeres. Okay, so she and they waited 30 days from her erusin, right? She only has 30 days to marry her, and sheshasa shnei masar chodesh. It's also that's a nara murasa that waited 12 months.
Why does she have to wait 12 months?
The husband has 12 months to prepare for the wedding. It's the Gemara, the first sugya in Maseches Ksuvos. The almana shloshim yom and almana 30 days. And that they break it down in 30. See, I would have read it bogerish sheshasa shnei masar chodesh and almana shloshim yom. But they seem to be breaking it down into three cases. Okay, the almana shloshim yom. Rabbi Lezer Omer Lezer says, since the husband is now chayev to support her yafer, he also gets the right to be made for the nedarim. But exactly, but chachamim omerim, the chachamim say no, ein habal mefer achati kanes lerishuso. The baal does not have the right by himself to be made for the nedarim until she enters his rishus, which is chuppah, until he makes the full fledged nisuin. That's chuppah. Yes. So Amar Rabba. Right. So the Chachamim over here. Ryan points out. Interesting. Chachamim Omer Mahayna Rabbi Yeshua. Chachamim means Rabbi Yeshua. The Hubar Plukta Rabbi Lezer B'chol Duchta. Because he's the guy who always argues with Rabbi Lezer. So it's machlokas as to whether or not the right to hafara transfers exclusively to the husband upon his obligation to support her, or upon his upon a knisul chuppah.
Bulgaris is only
Yeah, it's an interesting question. The Bulgaris
goes out of her father's rishus.
Right, doesn't she go out of the father's rishus so automatically?
She's not dependent on the father at all. She's not an
Ira. So then, but that doesn't mean he has the right, but he still doesn't have the right. He still doesn't, but the husband, the Oris doesn't have the right to be made for Nedarim unless the father has the right as well. So by the Bulgaris, according to what you're saying, by the Bulgaris, nobody would have the right to be made for the Nedarim until she enters the Rishus of the husband.
No.
According to Rabbi Eliezer,
the father falls out.
Right. If the father falls out, the husband falls out as well. Until what? Until Rabbi Eliezer, until he has the obligation to support her.
Right.
So
okay. What happens until he finds out?
What if?
Until he finds out 12. No, that was simple. He finds out doing the erusin, and then he can't leave her because he's not chuppah yet. So what happens? He heard about it. more than 25 hours left, then he has to wait until 24 hours.
You can't do anything then.
It's a mitzvah.
It's 24 hours, not from Shmiya, but from when
we said back. Yesterday that when it comes to Nisuin, you're not made for Bekozman. So that answers the question.
Saying,
it can't be made for the Neder.
No.
Correct.
Even though he heard about it.
But when he heard about it, he had no right to. If I hear about it, I can't be made for the Neder. If you have no right to be made for the Neder, you can't be made for the Neder. Abba Rabba. So Rabba says, Rabbi Elezer u Mishnah Rishona Amru Davar Achad. Rabbi Elezer and the Mishnah Rishona, again, in Ksuvos, they say the same thing. What's the Mishnah Rishona? Well, first of all, to see what's the same thing that they're saying. And what's the Mishnah Rishona? So the Mishnah Rishona is Ditznan, Marek Ksuvos and Daf Nunvav, Nosnim Libsula, Shneima Sarchodesh, Lifarnes Atzma. You give the Basula 12 months in order to prepare herself to get ready for the chuppah. Higia shneima sarchodesh. If the 12 months passed and the nisuin didn't take place, and now he's chayv in the mazonos, and he's a and whatever, and then ochelas mishalo, he has to support her. The ochelas mitruma. If she's a bas yisrael, his mureses to a kohen, she can now eat truma, because the first during the erusin we say she's not supposed to eat the truma. That's the issue of the Mishnah Rishonah. That's the Gemara in the first sugya in Ksuvos. What? Why does it mention Basula?
Yeah.
Because the Basula is the one who gets 12 months, and non-Basula only gets 30 days.
It's either an Ara Musa, or it's a Geras.
No, either it also could be somebody who had Bia.
A virgin.
It could be an Almut, because the Basula is the one who has 12 months, because that's going to be her first marriage. The Gemara talks about that Bogeris sort of gets the dinim of a non-Basula. Remember, there was that weird Gemara that says that her Basulim start to shrink away.
Bogeris gives
it a non Basula. Yeah, no, that by definition, because her Basulim start to shrink away. It was a really, it was an iffy Gemara from us from a scientific standpoint. But that seems to be the indication. Okay.
3 months.
It says in the Mishnah Shloshim Yom.
I'm saying, don't we even have to wait 3 months?
No, it says 30 days. Where are you getting 3 months?
She can't get married again until 3 months.
That's Havchana. That's between marriages. But for the time I get engaged to her, I have 30 days to prepare the wedding. It's two separate things.
So if you're married in 12 months, you stop support.
Yeah.
So it works.
So look at the Ran says, so when the time comes for her to get married, and he doesn't marry her, so since now the husband is obligated to support her, the Mishnah Rishonah says that she's nesua for certain things. Number one being the mizonos and the truma. Even though she is not in theoretically living in the house of her husband. And Rabbi Lezer says the same thing. At that moment in time, she sort of has this quasi status of marriage. She leaves the rishus of the father when it comes to the Faras Nadarim, and enters the rishus of the husband when it comes to the Faras Nadarim, even though she's not living with him. So you see that this there's this chi of mizonos. It creates a sort of some halakha when it comes to marriage. So the Gemara, but the Brisa continues, the Mishnah continues, Aval HaYavam, when it comes to the Yavam, right, even if the Yavam is a Kohen, and she's a Bas Yisrael, and her husband dies, and she falls to her brothers who are Kohanim for Yibam, she's not considered an Eishes Kohen from the Zika, the Eino Machil B'Truma, and she cannot eat Truma, right? Iran says, HaYavam Eino Machil B'Truma, K'yafin Hasram Perek Afalpi, the Kinyan Kaspo Amrachmana, V'Hai Kinyan Da'achav. It has to be his Kinyan Kaspo, this is Kinyan of the brother. That's a Yavam Sugya. Talk about it in Yavamas next time around. But Havala Yavam Eino Machil B'Truma. Now, the Mishnah explains a few cases. Now, an Arusa whose husband died and she falls to her brother's B'Yivam, 6 months she was waiting for the husband, and then the husband died. V'shisha chadash b'fnei yavam, and 6 months by the yavam, or afilu kulam b'fnei habal, or she has the entire 12 months by the husband, right? B'chaser yom echad, except for one day that she was by the yavam. O kulam b'fnei yavam chaser yom echad, ain't no achelas b'truma. No matter what, she does not eat truma. She cannot eat truma because she's kinyan kaspo, and you need kinyan kaspo when the yavam it's kinyan echad. Interesting machlokas here between Rashi and Rashi. I think this proves that Rashi here is not Rashi It's not really Rashi. So what's the Afilu? Look at Rashi, the Ramaska of Afilu. She says, Vafilu aslan kulan yud beis chodesh lifnei aval v'chaser yom echad achron lifnei hayavam ein makli b'tshuva. If she does 12, you know, all the time except for one day, the husband dies the last day, then even so, she can't eat truma. Vaha aslan kulan yud beis chodesh lifnei arishon. Let's see, all 12 months she does before the rishon, and then he's obligated to support her, and then he dies. V'nafla liyavam hoa v'chayev kar chayev abal v'mizno sena machila yavam b'truma afapish lo k'nisa danga. If it's all 12 months, take the Mishnah literally. If it's 12 months minus a day, she doesn't eat truma. If it's the full 12 months, she does eat truma, because the second she gets the right from the husband, that right's going to transfer to the yavam. That's what Rashi says, that the 12 months minus a day is literal. That's what the Rashi here says. But if you look at the Ran, it's the last Ran in the short lines, he says, V'peirish Rashi z'alsham et perek achopi, d'lav dakar chasi yom echad. Not even, they don't have to have chasi yom echad. D'afil kulam bifnei abal, even if all 12 months elapsed in front of the husband, eino ochelas m'shus ha-yavam. Does not eat the reshus of the, does not get the, does not eat shum and the reshus of the yavam. Even though she got the right by the husband, that right doesn't transfer to the yavam. Right, kili afinu hasim and exib kin kasim v'hakin kesev achivu. V'hada katani chasu yom echon, v'nechli li eil l'mesne b'isha shloach l'klau. But that's what the Mishnah wants to write, a woman who never ate anything at all. But you see here, there's a machlokes Rashi. The machlokes Rashi says that even after 12 months she doesn't eat. The Rashi here, which is not Rashi, says after 12 months she does eat. And here, we bring down the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran holds like the Rashi and the Mefarish by us. The Inkein Das Rabbeinu Tamzal El Adakir Chasi Yom Echad Aval Im Achalton Kulam Ifnei Habal. If she eats at all by the husband, Ochelas Mishir Yavam. Right, the Nehid Yavam Eino Machel Milo Misud Amidi Mechamasei. You're right. She doesn't get the Yavam can't create the right for her to eat, but the Yavam can't remove the right that she already got to eat, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Right, okay. That's one. So, we try to say that Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah Rishon are the same. So now we're going to say that Rabbi Eliezer and the Mishnah Rishon are not the same. Amrle Abaya Domalohi, maybe the din of Afaras Nedarim and the din of Achilas Truma are not totally Zebazet. It's not the same din. So may Adkan Log Ashmina Mishnah Rishon, maybe the Mishnah Rishon said over there that after 12 months she can eat Truma, Elo Lamecha B'Truma D'Rabbanan. Because the whole reason why she can't eat Truma is only Din D'Rabbanan. Whether it's Mishum Simpon, or Mishum maybe she's Shemesh Shemachil to her family. But the idea that she can't eat, according to Ran, she can't eat is only Din D'Rabbanan. But Aval Nidarim, that are Midoraisa, aim low. Maybe you say that does not, maybe the Adarim, the first Adarim is Din D'Raisa, maybe that doesn't, the Mishnah Rishonah will not agree that transfers upon the Chiyah Mizonos. So say by the Chiyah Mizonos, the Chiyah Mizonos takes away the Issa Midorabbanan of her eating Shuma from her Kohen husband. But the Chiyah Mizonos is not going to take away, or not going to provide him with a Din D'Raisa of being able to make for the Adarim by himself. It's apples and oranges. That's one side. They also, you can say the ad kan lo shamat leila Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer would say the opposite, that the chiyuv mizonos is enough only legabe nedarim. He's going to say that the chiyuv mizonos is only enough to create his, giving him the right to be made for the nedarim. Kidera Pinchas which made the rava, in accordance with the rule that set down by Rabbi Pinchas which made the rava. The Amar who said kol hanoderes adas baila hinoderes. When you take the neder is always sort of like this implicit tonight that you take the neder on condition that my husband agrees. So once the husband is supporting her, then she has in mind that the husband is the one who's taking the neder on his das. So that's why it would transfer over. But achila aval truma afil midrabana na milachla. When it came to truma, no, we had a chash. It's a chash that as long as she's not living in her husband's house, maybe he'll find a mom. Maybe she'll feed the food, the truma to her family. We have that chash. That chash is not going to go away just because now he's obligated to support her. So Abai says you can't say that the Mishnah Rishona and Rabbi Lezer are the same thing because I can slug it up on either side. Fine. Time. Yeah, we have time. So we read the Ran. We'll read the Ran. Ran says, I'm not going to tell you. Okay, the Ran says, if you go in the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines, Amrle Abaye, Vidil Malohi. Amrle Abaye, Vidil Malohi. Ad kan losh ashmi ina mishnah rishona elo mecha b'tshuma d'rabanan. Why? Mishum the kevan d'midina arusa ochelos b'tshuma. I'll be din in arusa for the whole 12 months. It's allowed to eat the tshuma. The rabbanan who degazer. The rabbanan made the gzera. What was the gzera for? Imishum simpon o mishum shema tishka. Simpon means that maybe he'll find a mum and then he'll retroactively the arusa will be batel and he'll share eat tshuma as not being an arus to a kohen. Obviously, from Shema Tishka, maybe she'll feed it to somebody else. But he says, "Kol shechayv b'mizonosena lekol lemechas lahachi b'shari." This side's going to say that once he has the obligation to support her, we don't have the shash. Why? Dimishum simpon leka demakme the yarli mizonos badigle alide krovos ki hechi de lishde zuze b'chdi. Once he's at this point, he's going to have checked into her. He's checked into her already. He's not going to waste his money for no reason. Right? Ubedika's chutzma bedika. And someone checking from the outside, no, he obviously didn't check on the inside. He didn't have a physical. He didn't check her physically. He's just doing it by word of mouth. That's sufficient. Umishum shema tishka nami leka, they came into iu mefarnis la, duchtum yachid la. Since he's supporting her, he's going to give her a specific place. So she knows she can only eat it over here. She's not going to give it to anybody else. But about the darim, the midoraisa ain't oris mayfair. Right, the rice and an oros cannot be made for the darim by himself. I feel the achrish and the schayev mizosena, even after he schayev to feed her, emolacha. We can say to him, the lo matzi mefer below shutfos herav. Who says that the shutfos disappears? That's one side. The other side, you can say, the adkan lo shamos leiv lezer el gabim darim. We're going to say the opposite. The lo mishum the kasher lo kinesua. It's not because you think that she's a nesua. Rather, it's because because Rav Pinchas, like Rav Pinchas said, the Amr kol ho noderes al das baile he's noderes. Whoever takes the, when she's no there on the das of her husband. Hilchach svirle the Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer is going to hold the kevan the ihu mefarnisla since he is supporting her now. Vadrei nadral daite. Now she only has him in mind. Aval betruma I feel the rabbanan loachla. Betruma even though it's only did rabbanan, she still cannot eat. Why? The ikal lememar the nehi nami dehu mefarnisla. Maybe we can still have the chash of simpon. That just because he's heard people say she's okay, that's not a sufficient bedika. He doesn't want to do bedika, I guess, all the way through. Do a physical bedika after marriage. Well, maybe he didn't set it aside. Maybe he's just going to say, oh, I'll just support you. Maybe he didn't set it aside. Point being is that maybe the chash to rabbanan still exists, but midoraisa, you say he can be made for the darim because it transfers to him at the moment that she is takes the neder al dato on his das. Okay, so therefore again, Rabbi Lezer and the Mishnah Rishona are not necessarily the same shita. Now, the had amar the time of Rabbi Lezer kira Pinchas. The fact that we said that Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Pimchas about kol hanoder, al das bala noderes, lav lemeimer the rabbanon less like Rabbi Pimchas. That's not to say, no, everyone holds Rabbi Pimchas. The question is whether that Rabbi Pimchas is applicable now. So everyone holds Rabbi Pimchas. He says, so if you go further down now, go down two more lines in the middle, it says, Ela de Baha Pligi, Ela de Baha Pligi. Rabbi Lezer Savar, cave unto Ihum of Farnisla, since he is now supporting her, ain't no noderes Ela al daito. The neder is only on his das. That's what she has in mind. For Rabbanan Savri, Milo Modislan, the Ilu Mefarnis La Acher, Lo Nudjala Al Daite. When she's growing, let's say she, before she's engaged, so, or during the time that's full engagement, let's say somebody else in the street support gives her food. She's not going to all of a sudden say, oh, I'm taking the neder on him. Who says that just because she's supporting her, now all of a sudden she has you in mind when she takes the neder?
We're also married, too.
Like, I know, I hear you. So he says, it's only when she gets into the chuppah. I don't know what nisuin de rabbanan means, but who says this side is saying that just because you support, that doesn't mean also now she's being noderes al dato. I hear you. You're right. Oh, somebody else supports her. It's not just stamp support. It's support because he's the aris. I hear. Okay. So now we just had this whole idea of kol ho noderes al das bail noderes. The Ran, with time we'll go further in the Ran. The Ran says, it's fascinating. At least it's fascinating to me. The ikad de yalfi mihacha. Some learn from here. Right, continuing the Ran. Demisha nader al das chavero. If I specifically say I'm taking the nether al das chavero, Hareze yochol lahatir nidro shelo al pi chacham. That this chaver can be matir his neder. Because we just said that the woman stam has das baila in mind. What if I have das somebody else in mind? Let's take my neder. Okay, so that's what the Ron's simile going to say. So some say, right, that it works. Right, continue. The hechi darmin hacha the mishum hachi matzi baal lechudei lahafer mishum the nadra al daita. So just like over here, we say the reason why the baal gets all the entire rishus is because she's so mech on him. So too, the refarish nami al das chaveru matzi mafer. If he says also explicitly, I'm taking the neder al das chaveru, that's also he's going to have the right to be mefer. The lo gara mefarish to chaveru, because there's no, it's explicitly saying your friend is no worse mistam de baal. The haino time hacha v'hasam mishun de keneder al tnai dami. It's like this, an implicit tnai. That's how he's learning it. But he says with great language, v'zo etzli shigigas hara. That's a mistake. That's a mistake of psak. It's wrong, right? Probably will similar to what you're saying. Even though we say here that she takes the neder al das baila, afilu hachi sorich baal sheyafir la but also lashon shekitzvil la Torah. That he has this, specifically he has to say mufala. It's not like it's al das baila and he thinks no, he still has to be made for the neder. Okay, v'gzeres akasavu. Not all the lashonos are the same. If you say that's a neder al tnai, and therefore the somech al das your friend and somech al das the husband is the same thing, why do you need the specific lashon? I can't hear you.
Why do you offer the neder al tnai? Why
do
you talk about neder?
But we're saying it's ki'ilu al tanai. That we're saying that the das bailo is ki'ilu al tanai. That he agrees to it. Right.
Even though we're
but nevertheless, even though we're saying that, if it's a neder al tanai, a neder al tanai doesn't need hafara. Right? It doesn't. It automatically disappears if the tanai is not moved. If the tanai doesn't exist.
Right. But you're not saying that it's predicated on the hafara of approval of the husband, but the father, the friend to be made for it.
That's what we're trying. Right? If you're saying that kol had no deris al das bailo no deris is an implicit tnai, right. So then there you would say that you can have. If I'm explicit on the tnai, it should be the same thing. But we see even by the kol no deris al das bailo, it's not that the neder just falls away meila. He still has to say lasho. He has to say something.
Right.
So therefore you can't say, oh, but by a friend it has the implicit tonight. If it was an implicit tonight, then it wouldn't have to say anything. Right. Okay. So that's the next one. He says Elavade Rapichos Hachika Amar. Look at the third line, last line, fourth last line. Tinhida fara the baal gzeros kasavhi. Right? So there's a cost of miyu mishum hachi zasa Torah la baal b'faras nadera mishum dal das baili noderas. The reason why the Torah gives the baal the right is because she makes the neder al dato.
Right.
But only he gets the right. No one else has that right. He says, hilkach kol shehi noderas al dato chayil hach zeres a cost of the rachmana. The zeres a cost of comes in only if she's noderas al dato.
Right.
But the zeres a cost of is only by who? Like you're saying, it's only by the husband.
Right.
Aval noder al das chavero, the lo chadish be rachman and midi vani lo matzi mefer. There's no chiddush that the friend can be made for the neder. We only the chiddush is that the husband can be made for the darim if she makes the neder al dato. But just because he makes the neder to a friend, he doesn't have the chiddush of the Torah. But he says miu hecha da asni behedja v'amar harini noder im chaveri rotze matzi chaveri l'mishule. But if he says he doesn't do this implicit thing, if he does it explicitly and says I am taking this neder on condition that my friend accepts the neder that his mom is making it tonight, then the friend would have the right to say no, and therefore it would not work. There, the neder never even gets.
But that would probably also be actually shalom. No,
I don't know that. I don't know about that. It doesn't say that. Okay, so we'll stop here, and tomorrow we'll pick up on the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Daled. Everybody have a good day.